Vandet, I hører i baggrunden, det er som en blot en swimmingpool her på Hotel La Pérouse. Hotel La Pérouse er mit favorithotel, det vender jeg tilbage til senere i programmet. Men ved siden af mig sidder Mr. Doré, som er simpelthen overordnet. Han er direktør, han er ansvarlig for det, der hedder PR omkring Côte d'Azur, altså den franske Riviera. Årsagen til, at jeg gerne ville tale med Mr. Doré, det er, fordi jeg vil godt kunne fortælle jer alt om den franske Riviera. Selvfølgelig pakket sammen i sådan et program på en halv time, eller hvordan det nu ender med at blive, men det kan jeg selvfølgelig ikke. Men en mand, som har det som sit arbejde, han ved selvfølgelig alt, hvad der er værd at vide. Og mit indgangsspørgsmål til ham er, hvad er der egentlig at se hernede, når man nu har været her nogle gange tidligere, hvad jeg tror rigtig mange danskere har været. Hvad er der specielle ting? Hvad er fremtiden? Hvad er udviklingen?
What I would propose to Danish people, because we know in a statistic that the most mobile tourists we welcome each year, they love to get on the move during the stay. It's something really specific with our destination. And even when you think you know Côte d'Azur destination, sometimes you don't even know that you can experience both the sea. That for sure everybody knows about the sea, but you can experience at the same time the mountains. Because we are so lucky to have Southern Alps just behind, close to the sea, because it's only 1 hour drive, and you are in a natural Mercantour Park, national park, one of the most famous in the world. But most of the people don't know that this park is so close from the coast here. There is something quite specific is to experience the wildlife. For example, in Saint-Martin-Vésubie, which is only 1 hour drive from Nice, and you can also get there on the bus from Nice, for example, so it's really convenient. You can experience a great wolf park, so have the experience to meet and watch the wolf in their natural environment, and at the same time, not within the same day, but why not during another day, you can go on the west side of the Côte d'Azur, so not far from Cannes, in the regional natural park. And there is another wildlife park where you can hike within the bisons, for example. And why not in the same day, you're just going down from the mountains, go on a boat, and 5 miles from the coast, you have the experience of watching whales, for example, because we are so lucky enough to have really clean water. And thanks to that, we have the second concentration in the world during the summertime of whales and dolphins, really so close from the coast.
Så det handler altså rigtig meget om, siger Mr. Doré, at opleve de vilde dyr, fordi man har dem både i naturparker og altså har også vilde ulve. Det kunne være, at man især hvis man kommer fra Jylland, hvor der skulle være ulve i øjeblikket, kan lære en lille smule det, men altså også opleve bisoner og, som han også var inde på, tage en sejltur ud i Middelhavet og opleve hvaler og delfiner, fordi de er altså meget, meget tæt på. So this is all about wildlife. But you also have a lot of other things to experience down there, I guess. We have been on a few museums on this tour and also experienced some of the old towns and the history and so on. When we are looking a little bit into the future, I know that some people are also working in that direction.
Yeah, for sure, because we are lucky enough to have more than 100 hilltop villages to visit, so that's really history. And something quite specific here now is the fact that the local government is really investing in the future. They invest a lot, not only in Nice, Antibes also is investing a lot in Antibes and in Jean-les-Pins the same way. Cannes, the city of Cannes, well known for the film festival, is really investing a lot also in developing local transportation, for example, because in Nice, within 2 or 3 years, when getting to the airport, you will have the opportunity to get on the tramway direct to the center of the city, for example. In Cannes, they invest the same way in local transportation. That's really a place it will be more and more convenient to travel. For example, from Nice to Cannes, you can get on a bus, and it's only 1.5 euro to get from Nice to Cannes. The bus is driving really on the coastline, and the view at the same time is really beautiful.
Og det, som Hadouré han fortæller, det er jo altså, at man nu virkelig arbejder målrettet på at forbedre transportsystemet hernede, sådan at man ikke render ind i de store problemer, som jeg ikke mindst har haft, og jeg synes ellers altid, at jeg er god til at finde parkeringspladser. Men det er altså virkelig svært at finde parkeringspladser. Det er svært at transportere sig i bil, og det klarer man altså ved at etablere nogle sporvognslinjer, for eksempel, så man om en 2-3 år vil kunne tage sporvognen direkte fra lufthavnen ind til Nice centrum, og så er man altså helt ude over det her problem. When it comes to these natural parks, are you going to transport yourself up there in a rental car, or is it possible to take a bus also there? I think trams in the mountains are not the very best thing, but the buses maybe.
We have trains from Nice to Thun, for example. That's the Italian, French and Italian train, and you can visit the Mercantour Park getting on a train, for example. But also by bus during the summer. We organize a hiking bus. Just to give an example, from Nice, its starting point is in the center of Nice, 7 a.m. You get in the mountains at 9 a.m. You have a full day of hiking or visiting, for example, the Wolf Park I told you about. And then at 5 p.m. you come back. So at 7 p.m. you are back in Nice and you can have your dinner on a beach, for example. So that's quite fun because in the same day you can experience the mountain and the sea.
Det er jo meget fint, at vi er nogle mennesker, som har været her mange gange, og jeg ved, der er mange danskere, som elsker Côte d'Azur, den franske riviera, som tager herned. Men det kunne jo være, at der var nogen af jer ved højtaleren, der aldrig nogensinde havde været i det her område, og egentlig havde lyst til det, men måske en lille smule usikker på, hvad er det egentlig, man skal gøre, når man kommer herned for eller første gang.
My opinion, I would experience the Lérins Island facing Cannes. There are two tiny islands over there, in the smallest one, Saint-Honorat. Monks are still living there and they're producing wine. And that's really something to discover. And why there? It's just, in my opinion, because from there you will have the best view on the Côte d'Azur destination, because that's a place. From there you can experience the sea. You see all those mountains behind the sea, and that's one of the most impressive and most beautiful view you can have on the destination from there. And it's only 15 minutes on a boat from Cannes to the island.